Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day to celebrate history on the Amy Beth Berkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? What a week so far. We'll take it all in, the historic and hopefully winning ticket of Biden and Harris. We'll talk about the left, the right, all the reactions, and the impeached occupants. Nasty take. Speaking of whom, yeah, he's Don's latest COVID cons could be deadly. Uh-oh. Inspiration to action, Sean's success stories, lots of great music, handpicked for the occasion, and your Forgotten 45s in the mix, as are you. Are you listening live? It is Wednesday, August 12th. It's 11 a.m. out west, 1 p.m. central, 2 o'clock here in the east, getting an early start. I hope you got the social media memo. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Twitter, 24/7, so live or on podcast. Jump in when it works for you at AD Writes. And if you are taking along with that live ride, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also at your service, so have at us the best way that works for you. The talented TCS crew are handling things for us. Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. The show is brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Dunkin'. The universe still runs in Dunkin'. Enjoy all your favorites for safety's sake as well as enjoyment. Download their contactless ordering app today. The universe still runs in Duncan. Also by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. And yeah, they do feature select editions of the Amy Beth Berkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. Had a good one earlier this morning. Indeed, we did. We're all looking for a leader. I think we found one or two. Course correct. We can do it. We mobilize. Don't take anything for granted. Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Berkowitz Show. Country far and wide.
No, that's all right. You ready to go to work?
Oh my God, I'm so ready to go to work.
I was raised to take action. My mother knew that she was raising two black daughters who would be treated differently because of how they looked. Growing up, whenever I got upset about something, my mother would look me in the eye and ask, "So what are you going to do about it?" That's why, when I saw a broken justice system, I became a lawyer to try and fix it. It's why, during the foreclosure crisis, I took on the big banks as California's Attorney General. It's why, as United States Senator, I have fought to represent people like my mother, people who politicians often overlook or don't take seriously. Right now, America needs action. In the middle of a pandemic, the president is trying to rip away health care. While small businesses close, he's given breaks to his wealthy donors. And when the people cried out for support, he tear gassed them. America is in crisis, and I know Joe Biden will lead us out of it. He's a man of faith, decency, and character. He raised his family that way. I saw it firsthand with my good friend, Bo. As Joe says, we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. But together, it's a battle we can win. We just have to take action.
First of all, is the answer yes?
The answer is absolutely yes, Joe, and I am ready to work. I am ready to do this with you, for you. I'm just deeply honored, and I'm very excited.
I'm We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
Not so forgotten 45, resurrected for this occasion big time. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden making the announcement official yesterday, and in her own words, talking about her background and her quest for a better America. I think she's an asset to the ticket. What say you? Of course, Neil Young, I love that one. Looking for a leader. I think we found two, but let's not take anything for granted, folks, because, you know, big time chicanery from Trump and Co. Lots of it as they get more and more desperate. So, just keep that in mind. We have to vote in numbers, in droves. This number's too large to possibly contest because you know he's going to try it. And boy, oh boy, was his reaction nasty or what? He called her nasty, of course, predictable and phony, and took a pot shot at her. She was so mean to Brett Kavanaugh during the hearings. She wasn't mean. She was formidable. Get over it, people. And when you call yourself a nasty, when somebody calls you a nasty woman, I'll take that as a compliment, indeed. What say you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself joining us for the live Wednesday, August 12th edition. We also have the Facebook page and the pop in the chat box open, where Dom chimes in. Yes, I got the message. Glad to have you early. Would love to have you often. Yeah, give me a jive every time, Dom. I love it. But then he says, I do like the team. I think we're going to go all the way. But vote, people. Vote, vote, vote. Indeed. Kay, also mirroring that comment, please check your registrations. Make sure you vote, whether it's by mail or walking on broken glass, wearing a hazmat suit. We have to get these people in office and get you-know-who out ASAP. Indeed we do. I am with you on that. Twitter, a lot of folks chiming in. Mary Nick says, it's hilarious what Trump says. I'm a nasty woman as well. Guess what? I'm 74 years old. What can I say? I got it. I flaunted. Biden-Harris, 2020. I love it. Nasty Rev says, after watching Kamala Harris totally obliterate Bill Barr during questioning, can you imagine the debate with Pence? Kamala will destroy his smiling face with horns. I don't know about that, but he will be destroyed if Mother lets him attend. That's a whole other issue. And of course, the rumblings have begun again, as they always pop up. Will Trump dump Mike Pence in favor of Nikki Haley as a last-ditch desperate effort? Of course, Nikki Haley making some news herself because she was all over Twitter complaining about a popcorn factory delivery that was delayed, and people bashing her, of course, with all the kerfuffle regarding the United States Postal Service and how Trump and co, again, part of the chicanery plan, is trying to thwart the services of something which has been around since before we were officially a country, I think. I mean, it's in the Constitution, this Postal Service, and we should honor it, and we should honor the people that work for it, and the services they provide. It's not just about the mail-in ballots, which I think are important, and of course, everything is delayed in Congress now, including the COVID aid package, which Trump, sweaty-faced, red-faced, reading cards, and again, I can only watch a tiny bit of it because I can't watch it cover to cover, or wall-to-wall, or whatever you want to say. But he reads from cards. He's reading from a script, basically. I mean, you know, they were making fun of Joe Biden because they had a video when he made the announcement to Kamala Harris, and they a telephone call, and they said that he had like a piece of paper in front of him, like he needs a script. Well, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, but Trump certainly does, and he doesn't read it too well, that's for sure. But it was just crazy. He calls her phony, he calls her nasty, horrible, but he sounds like a petulant child. She was a meanie. I mean, come on. How whiny and obnoxious and, frankly, low rent and low intellect can you sound for someone who's the president of this country? It's. I know we're getting used to it, but we shouldn't, and we shouldn't accept it, that's for sure. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Jeremy says, Kamala Harris, and watching the video yesterday, I was crying happy tears. I think we can actually do it. I think we got some hope here. We got a little hope restored. We'll see. They're going to appear together, I think, later this afternoon in a joint, I don't think a lot of press conference or event. You know, they're low occupancy events because of COVID, and of course they do follow the social distancing, the mask, but she's coming into Wilmington to meet with him today, or she's on her way, or she's there already, so watch, be on the lookout for that. I'm sure it'll be all over TV. So we'll see, and of course, then Trump went on Fox News yesterday, which I thought was hilarious, and he apparently said that she's the most liberal member of the Senate. Some progressives think she's not liberal enough. I mean, she's kind of a centrist. The J.P. Morgan folks said that her financial economic policies are on the centrist side, but of course, being the most liberal member of the Senate would kind of shock Bernie Sanders, for example, or Elizabeth Warren, who, of course, he wanted to run against one of those people, but now he just wants to pretend whoever he's running against, and it's Biden and Harris, are pawns of the left. That's going to be the new thing now. They're going to say that Joe Biden is being ruled by other people. He's a puppet, and they're going to try to radicalize her. Let's not buy any of this stuff, shall we? Let's not buy into the nonsense, because they're going to spew it, that's for sure. The other thing, he, of course, had so many gaffes last week. The Thailand and Yosemite comment coming in the same day while he attacks Joe Biden's mental acuity. You know, you can't make this stuff up. Projection, deflection at its worst. I would say finest, but it's at its worst. And that's going to be the playbook. Projection, deflection, distraction, and cheating. And cheating is going to be a big part of this deal because they're trying to suppress the mail vote. They're going to try to they're already courting Russia, or Russia is courting them, and they're denying it. It's all part of the deal. And the other day, yesterday, they had a primary in Georgia, and somebody who's running for the House of Representatives who Trump backed, and who is a conspiracy theorist, basically believes in this QAnon nonsense. about all these conspiracies about COVID, et cetera. Ridiculous. And the COVID claims are ridiculous. Again, he's talking about how kids have to go back to school and they don't really transport, not transmit, they don't transport the disease. Again, a malaprop a minute is our president when he's casting daggers at Joe Biden. Craziness. We have 165,000 plus people dead from this thing. We have hot spots and surges all over the country. You want to send kids back to school. The truth is kids can get it. They don't usually get it as severely, but some kids have died from this, and there have been kids who are hospitalized. So it's no joke, even with children. But the truth is they also can transmit it to adults, either the teachers, cafeteria workers, custodians, or their parents, grandparents, etc. So, you know, we already have some people in Georgia when schools open up that are already quarantined. This is a problem, and this is going to be a problem. A lot of colleges that were going to go back are now putting the brakes on, or they're doing very limited enrollments for on-campus living. We got to take this seriously. There was an expert on the other day who said, you know, if we could still turn this around if we did the right thing by locking down again for another 6 weeks. But they're not doing it. It's a haphazard patchwork approach because the federal government has just shrugged its shoulders. Trump doesn't want to be bothered. He just wants to order edicts. You have to open schools, and we have to play football. That's important because the college football schedule is off the table, and the NFL is up for grabs. We've got to do this stuff because he wants to have this degree of normalcy. Again, if you really wanted this stuff to happen, then you should have had a plan put in place back in February. But no, you're all about it. It's all going away. He keeps saying that. It's going to go away. It's going to go away. And the vaccines are coming, and the treatments are coming. Everything is coming. Remember when it was a hoax, and it was going to go away, and it was 2 minutes, you know, two people, and that was it? 165,000 plus later, people dead, millions sick with it. It's scary. It is scary. And a lot of people not, you know, flouting the procedures. And not even rules, but just what is protocol that makes sense? Wear the freaking mask. I don't get it. So he says he's bemoaning the fact in one of his little pressers that he's not as popular as Fauci but Fauci works for me. Why am I not popular? It must be my personality. Hey, give him some loving. Here's a Forgotten 45. I love this one already. It's from a group called Crazy Elephants in the late 60s. Crazy Elephant, that's McDonald's and company. Reach out on the internet.
From Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe I'm a laddie.
To the Trump supporters for a minute.
What is Donald Trump's campaign about?
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
And you know how you make America great again? Tell Donald Trump to go to hell.
If you can't admire Joe Biden as a person, then it's probably you got a problem. You need to do some self-evaluation. Because what's not to like? He is as good a man as God ever created. He did some of the most incredibly heartfelt things that anybody could ever say to me. He's the nicest person I think I've ever met talked to.
This is a defining moment in the future of the Republican Party. We have to reject this demagoguery, and if we don't reject Donald Trump, we've lost the moral authority, in my view, to govern this great nation.
Woke up this morning, turned on my TV set. That living color was something I can't forget. This man was preaching at me, yeah, laying on a charm, asking me for 20 with 10,000 on his arm. He wore designer clothing and a big smile on his face, selling me salvation while they sang Amazing Grace. Asking me for money when he had all the signs of wealth. I almost wrote a check out, yeah, but then I asked myself, would he wear a pinky ring?
Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back tomorrow, there's something I'd like to know.
Can you tell me?
Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show? Would Jesus be political if he came back to earth? Have his second home in Palm Springs, yeah, but try to hide his worth. Take money from those poor folks when he comes back again. And admit he's talked to all those preachers who say they've been talking to him. Lord help us. Just ask yourself, would he wear pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back to mind, well, that's something I'd like to know. Could you tell me, would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show?
These nights and about 12 o'clock, this old world's going to reel and rock. Saints, they all tremble and cry for pain, for the Lord's going to come in his heaven airplane.
except for the Pope may be in Rome.
What a beauty from Joan Osborne on the Amy Beth Erkowitz Show, One of Us. And for Winnie via Twitter, tongue firmly planted in cheek, novelty tune from Ray Stevens, with Jesus Wear a Rolex. Lindsey Graham touting, before he went full tilt Trumpian, of course, touting the praises of, God willing, the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden. Ay, what happened to that man, Lindsey Graham? I don't know. Hopefully he will get his arse kicked out of the Senate with all of the other ones. Ian Hunter went on president, and Artie's 45. For 45, gimme some lovin' from a group called Crazy Elephant. All those crazy elephants in and around the White House, the Senate, the House, they got to go. Let's have a big blue tsunami, but we only can do it if we vote, we mobilize, and we take nothing for granted, indeed. What say you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. You know, one of the crazy tweets that Trump was floating around the last few days, Joe Biden is against God and the Bible. What? I mean, seriously, Joe Biden, a devout Catholic, a man of faith, integrity, character for far and wide, compared to a thrice-married porn star paying off Bulgarian criminal with autocratic aspirations? Are you kidding me? I mean, I know the right wing has made their bed. Now they're lying in it, and it stinks to high heaven, believe me. But come on. You got to be kidding me. Indeed. It's just crazy stuff, but they'll try anything, that's for sure. What say you? Carl in the PopNet chat box. Boy, you're on fire today, AB. I don't blame you. I agree this is a winning ticket, but we can't take anything for granted. Vote, vote, vote. I'm with you, Carl. We've got to do it. Mobilize. And as I always say, numbers that will be harder and harder to contest. Indeed. What else do we have here, Aurora? Wendy says, I love the hashtag nasty woman. Let's take it over as a positive description to be Vice President Harris. A nasty woman is strong, capable, smart, confident, and totally fearless. A nasty woman doesn't fear a Trump tweet, but exposes it for the nonsense that it is. I love you, Wendy. You're so right. Embrace it. People were embracing the nasty woman with the T-shirts after, you know, he called Hillary a nasty woman. He calls, that's his catchphrase for a lot of women, particularly women of color these days, if you see him interacting with reporters. It's just outrageous. But if you read Mary Trump, Trump's niece's memoir, Too Much and Never Enough, fascinating book, I really recommend it, and she's making a bunch of money, and she deserves it with all she's been through with that family. But she says nasty was a word that was used in the family very much in conjunction with women by Fred Trump and others. So he also used Honey Bunch a lot, which makes me look at the Fred Mertz on the I Love Lucy show a lot differently, but never mind. Anyway, a lot of things, as I said, she explains a lot, excuses nothing, and nothing can be excused. That's for sure. That is for sure, indeed. So what else do we have here on Twitter? Dance move that somebody posted. Technical glitches and gremlins, don't get nervous, Trudy, we're okay. Hey, you know what else brings out the fun? I am fired up about this because I think it's a very good ticket, and I think we have a shot at it. That doesn't mean, again, as I said, that doesn't mean we take things for granted, but we have to work, we have to mobilize, and we have to vote. That's really important. So we're energized by what's happening in politics. You can also get energized with your own creativity, connecting and reconnecting with your inner artist. The Inspiration to Action Challenges help folks do that. I'm so gratified when people send me messages, especially during this quarantine, weird, funky period that we've been in, where people are saying, this has really helped me connect. And we got one such letter from Andy in Windsor, Connecticut, who says, thank you so much. I've been doing the challenge for a while. The journaling really helps me. I'm starting to shape stories and poems. But most importantly, it has given me an outlet and a way to connect to the world and to myself during this lockdown period. Thank you so much. It means a lot. Well, thank you, Andy. That means a lot to me because I think it is important. And I know it's helped me, too. Writing is my outlet. It is something that has helped me get through a lot of things, good and bad, and process emotions and feelings, and I think it can help you. But it doesn't have to be writing. For some people, it's painting or music or dance or cooking, starting a garden, cleaning your house. And by the way, if you can do that, come over to my house. I'll be happy to give you something to clean. Decorating, whatever it may be, whatever your outlet may be, your outlets, indulge in your creativity and embrace it. I think that's really important. So thank you so much, Andy. Please keep going. And if the Inspiration to Action has helped you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. On the other hand, you need a little push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is on me. We get about 2 or 3 weeks to connect. Do so via the website. It's amybethawkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're at it, you can check out my stories. The Loves Gore Mystery, some other goodies are there. You can also chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story, and Forgotten 45 requests, and connect with us. Social media links are there, as well as links to the podcast. It's one-stop shopping at the website, amybethawkawy.com. Speaking of the Fountain of Youth, there's this documentary out. I think they're running it on Showtime. You can certainly get it on demand, et cetera, YouTube, wherever you find your videos. Fascinating about the Go-Go's, the evolution of that group, the best-selling girl group, I think, of all time. They have not made it, I'm not sure why, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they had, like, three top, number one certainly number one hits, several number one hits, and a couple of top ten albums in a short order. Really record-breaking. And they're fascinating, and the backstories are kind of interesting. I knew some of it. I didn't know all of it. So watch that documentary. Look for it. But they have a new single they released after 19 years, close to 20 years. You know, they kind of had a riff with each other. They went off their separate ways. Linda Carlisle had something of a solo career. The others did certain things. But nothing as much as they did together back in the 80s and 90s. Haven't done much in recent years. But, boy, they have this still have a chemistry going. And, of course, they did that Head Over Heels. They were doing the music for a Broadway musical, which was pretty popular, I believe. And they got together and reunited there and have had some jam sessions and, I guess, new recordings. And they wrote a new song and put it out. It's pretty cool. It's called Club Zero. It's the Go-Go's. Actually, new music, believe it or not, in 2020. On the end of the Dark Week Show, we got to have something good from 2020, right? I can't sit still. Remember those days, meeting at the club at the end of the street? Elton John on the Amy Beth Darkley Show, and new music. Yeah, new music, year 2020, from the Go-Go's and Club Zero. We got to work on getting those folks into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but we got bigger fish to fry nowadays. Speaking of voting, don't forget to vote, 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 mobilize. Get excited about the Biden-Harris ticket, but take nothing for granted. Chicanery in full season from the Trump quarters, that's for sure. So just remember that. They'll do anything and everything to cheat this thing through. But we can fight it if we mobilize, if we vote, if we stay together, if we don't vote for Kanye West. Ridiculous. Apparently, the New York Times reporting that he met with Jared Kushner, this guy who's mentally ill, talented though he may be, on the ballot in some key states, Colorado, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. Well, Oklahoma, I guess, is not a swing state, but certainly Wisconsin and Colorado, possibly. So chicanery, and he admits he wants to take votes away from Biden. So don't fall for it. You got a good ticket, a solid ticket. You don't have to agree all the way down the line with policies. Those things can be changed if we have a blue tsunami and get people into the Senate on the Democratic side and hold the House and vote for more progressive candidates, as some of these progressive candidates are coming through and winning primaries. That's how it's going to happen. Change is going to happen from the grassroots and the people pushing the politicians in the right direction. You can work with Joe Biden. You can't work with a wannabe, ill-informed dictator, which is what we have now. And we see that with the evidence of how many people have died because of this guy. He didn't create the pandemic, never said he did. He can blame it on China. China has something to answer for, but he didn't handle it the way a lot of other countries did. He didn't crush it because his leadership was so lacking. So more people died than had to, and we're still on that path, unfortunately, and we're entering the fall where we could see another surge. It could, you know, if COVID collide with the flu. So let's be smart about this. Let's mobilize and get your fence sitters off the fence. Make sure you're helping folks register and go to the polls, however they do it. I just called in for an absentee ballot in my neck of the woods in case I can't get to the polls. But however you do it, you got to vote, you got to mobilize. So please do it and help other people who might not know how to do these things do it. Be a voter friend, a voter advocate, if you know what I'm saying. One more time around the social media horn we go before we sashay out of here. Let's see. Kenny in the PopNet chat box says, love the tunes, love your tone, way to go. Biden-Harris 2020, I think it's a winning ticket. I hope it is. I so do. Horace on Twitter says, I know people are pretty excited right now about the Biden-Harris thing, and that's great, but please remember, Nikki Haley still hasn't gotten her popcorn. What happened to Nikki Haley? Boy, she went full Trumpian, too. She kind of got out of there with a clean break when she resigned from being the U.N. ambassador, and folks had high hopes for her, I guess. But then she glommed onto Trump after the fact. You know, she kind of stood up to him while she was in office, and then she's gone crazy, too. But there is that speculation that maybe because he's desperate and thinks he'll shake up and get some excitement from the suburban housewives who he keeps tweeting about. Who are these suburban housewives who are going to vote for him because they're so worried about the housing and the the bullhorns, it's not even dog whistles anymore, the bullhorns are using and the tropes that he's sending out. The other thing I thought was so funny, he wants to have his acceptance speech for the virtual convention later this month, possibly at Gettysburg. He was going to do it at the White House, but that's not a good idea because of the Hatch Act, you're not allowed to do it. Although he claims presidents are allowed to, you know, the Hatch Act doesn't apply because nothing applies. He's a king, remember. But Gettysburg, which is kind of hallowed ground and also federal land. But besides that, it's like, really? Gettysburg? You're re-embracing the Confederacy. It kind of makes no sense. It's kind of nuts, if you know what I mean. CeCe says, everybody has got to get off with the purity test. We got to mobilize. We got to organize. And we all have to vote for Biden-Harris. Numbers have to be great. Exactly. That's what I say. Numbers too big to contest. Get to it, folks, and please do it. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. If you missed any of it, want to hear it again, follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get your podcasts. And be able to listen to for select editions on Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharkley.com. Let's connect via social media. You can friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Thank you so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, for doing the last-minute scramble. We got some stuff going on this afternoon, so we got it in early, and I thank you so much for getting the social media memo and playing with us in real time. I love it so much. You know I do. Hey, please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. I'm going to leave you with Patti Smith because people have the power. Take care. I love you all. Please stay safe and wear that darn mask, will you?